Well, my whole feeling, and from the very beginning, the structure was always national defense. And it was being done in the name of national defense and in the nature of developing the best possible weapons that we could, and also ways to defend ourselves against the very same weapons. Mm-hmm. So that was really what we were involved with, and I felt that weapons of mass destruction in general, I felt that no sensible individual would ever use them. But if people know how to create them, you better learn how to defend yourself against them. And so my thrust has always been safety, defense. How do you defend yourself against these kinds of things, mm-hmm. to the extent that you can? Mm-hmm. And obviously, if you're very close to a nuclear bomb that goes off, forget it, you're gone. You're vaporized. But there are ways that you can defend yourself, and you need to understand what it is you're defending yourself against before you can even develop these defensive measures. Mm-hmm. So you have to make certain assumptions about what are called threats. What can other people use against you? And how can they use those things? And if they use those things that way, how are you going to defend yourself? Mm-hmm. Those are the kinds of war games that you really have to consider and look into. Mm-hmm. And we're still worried about the very same thing, particularly with regard to chemical and biological warfare.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're just at noon.
Okay.
And I think what would be a good idea, if there are any other things that are coming to your mind right now about this first Nevada experience, the farm and everything, let's get those now, and then we can wrap it up for today.
Well, I think that I, and you're the best judge of this. I tried to explain what the program was, and how it came about, who funded it, and how we implemented the program, mm-hmm. and the various facilities that we developed in the implementation of that program to develop these better models for predicting
right.
what kind of a problem you're going to have before you have it. That's what you always strive for. You want to predict what the problem is going to be before it is there, and then what can you do about it comes next after you have predicted what's going to happen. And that was the whole purpose of our program out there.